Okay, interview with Newry, Warren Point, Dean Kelly, Dean Waters, Dean, that equaliser was priceless.
I don't get many, so when I get one, I'm going to enjoy it. Never mind having a 93rd minute equaliser against your rival. So I'd be cherished with any goal. I don't score much, but hopefully that kicks on my scoring record now.
The way the game actually went, Newry, I suppose, had the bulk of the possession, but when your team got their chances, they put them away.
I feel like the Newry did have more possession. They played a nice bit of football, to be fair to them. But I feel like when we got into possession, we threatened much more than they did. We had more chances on goal, and
we got more penetration.
We went from transition from defending to attacking really quick. So for all the possession they had, I don't think they created as much as they would have liked, where we created a lot from not as much possession.
But it seemed to be, I mean, when they had the player sent off earlier, I think that was the turning point.
Yeah, it's not great to have anybody sent off, and when we did get had a man sent off, they did take even more control then. But you say when they got their man sent off, it kind of killed the game for them and gave us a chance to get back into the game.
How are things going for you here? I mean, Kevin Riley was talking earlier to you about, you know, you're from Balorgan or whatever, you're Albert Dundalk. You moved from Dundalk to Warren Point. How did you feel when you made the move?
I felt delighted because I knew... instead of having Dundalk, not really thinking you're going to get into that first team, knowing that I had a chance to get in and cement the starting position in this team was a great incentive and motive to kick on and just try your absolute best to get into that team. So when Stevie was chatting to me to come down, it was all about football and team. We want a football inside, young players, lots of energy, and that just suited me down to the ground. So I was happy and delighted to come down here and get into a first team.
This is my first time actually here, and I just can't believe the amount of people from County Loud on both sides, both Newry and Dundalk. But you're looking at your own side, all the young players from Dundalk that are with you, and as you made a point earlier, there's nobody from Dundalk in the Dundalk team.
Yeah, you see, it's very hard for any League of Ireland club, since they have no reserves or under 21s. So it's a big, massive step up from 19s football into first team football, especially with Dundalk having the amount of world-class Irish players and how good they are.
Jerry Malone, what's the story?
Yeah, it's going to be tough for any player, whatever your ability, to get into a first team like Dundalk at that age, especially with European runs and all that kind of thing. So I feel like they should have it up like down here, getting the 21s and reserves, and to actually progress the players even more. You can't really progress as a 19, 18-year-old not playing first team football.
How did you feel when you left Dundalk and came here?
Well, obviously, I would have loved to stay on if they offered me a contract. But
it was important you got football.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wasn't going to get football there. Only wee cup games here and there. And that wasn't for me. So I was just decided, I wanted to get in, have a chance at a first team that I could definitely get a chance in getting into. And you see us now, what people are writing us off at the start of the season after the first few games, and
I think they're very much rewritten things.
Definitely,
now.
I would say
very
so. We definitely kicked on after the first six games, and unfortunately, the last couple of games haven't been great for us. But the team morale in this dressing room is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we all wanted to.
You could see that at the end.
It's a great bunch of lads. It's like a family sort of environment, and we all want to progress and develop, and just kick on just. Great club that's treating us very so well.
And Stephen, you have another Dundalk man here as manager. I mean, it's incredible. How have you found Stephen?
Stephen, I think he's been great. The way he manages the players and how he manages the team. He just wants possession-based, lovely passing football kind of football. And I think he's a very, very much a player's manager. He definitely talks to you and he'd sit you down and tell you why if you're not starting or what you need to improve on. Yeah, he's definitely a player's manager. And we all want to play for him. We all want to do well for him. So I think that's very important to have as a manager for your players.
You're at college too. You're in the DKT, which is fantastic. Yeah. And you're also studying sport. So your whole life is dominated with sport.
Oh, it has been for me whole life, yeah. Me My father would be heavily football mad.
Ballogan is a soccer mad area.
He's a manager in Ballogan as well. So my early life's been very push forward to surrounded football wise, and that's been like that ever since, and I can't see it changing anytime soon.
What's your sort of shorter term ambition or long term ambition? What's your aim in football?
For anybody's aim, especially a young player like myself, I'm only 20 years of age. We're definitely to kick on and get into like the best team you can for your ability. See, across the water is a far away kind of expectation at the moment. But you see the likes of players, especially like Gavin White here and Bobby Bonds going across. So you definitely, I think nowadays, instead of going over the young age.
Oh, you have the experience.
You have the experience here, so you can go over and do a team, because I don't know how many players I've seen go across and they're all back now. You see,
it's a nightmare.
Exactly. So for me, it's just to get in, cement a position in this team, and then see where it takes me. Hopefully, you can kick on with this team, or if it takes me elsewhere. Then
it's a happy Christmas for you. It must have been hard for you yesterday. You mustn't have been able to eat too much yesterday or whatever. You can go home and get the Christmas turkey tonight.
Absolutely. I don't think so. You're training on Friday now and a match again on Saturday. But
so no turkey for you.
I had a bit of turkey yesterday, but.
I see Mark Griffin there too. Look, it's great being talking to you, and best of luck to you.
Thanks very much,
Dean. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
How are you?
Well, how are you doing?
Happy Christmas.